Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get an update on vaccine news this morning. Aaron Katursky is joining us, and there's some breaking news, Aaron, I'm pretty sure that you would be aware of, regarding Pfizer and a vaccine for kids.
Yeah, this is the first real news for any vaccine involving children. Pfizer says this morning that its vaccine is safe, effective, and well-tolerated in kids 5 to 11 years old. Pfizer tested its vaccine, which is now being sold under the brand name Comirnaty, on about 2,200 kids in the 5 to 11-year-old age group. And they said that while the data hasn't been peer-reviewed, the company found that it was safe and effective. Even at just a third of the dose, it worked just as well at a third of the dose in kids as it does in preventing severe disease in adults.
We'll continue to follow along with that. And this coming on the heels of what we got late last week, and that was news on these booster shots where, Aaron, it seemed to continue this sort of disconnect between what the president wanted, the administration's plan, boosters for everybody, and what people in the medical community are thinking about booster shots.
Yeah, right now the FDA advisory panel did not endorse President Biden's booster for all campaign, but that doesn't mean they won't eventually once more data comes out. For now, the panel of experts said that boosters should only be reserved for the elderly and the infirm and maybe some frontline health workers. They're also contemplating whether teachers should be in that group, anybody that's by nature of their work occupationally at risk. So it's up to the FDA to decide whether to accept its advisory committee's recommendation, as it usually does. And then we'll also hear from the CDC, which has to, you know, debate some of the same things. And ultimately, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, would have to sign off before any booster campaign could formally begin.
And that whole discussion was really regarding the Pfizer vaccine. What about Moderna and J&J?
Yeah, only Pfizer at this stage. Pfizer got started earlier on the whole vaccine thing, so its booster campaign is being considered sooner. But Moderna and then Johnson & Johnson in short order. And one of the questions for advisors is going to be what happens if you mix and match? If you got Pfizer first, can you get Moderna and vice versa? There's probably no harm there, the doctors say, but probably best to just stick to the brand you got the first time.
All right. Hey, Aaron, thanks so much. Looking pretty different to see what we have. Boosters and now this latest news. If you missed it, we began talking about it with Aaron. Pfizer says their vaccine is effective at a smaller dose for kids aged 5 to 11. But again, this is just Pfizer saying that right now, nothing from the FDA, CDC, or anyone else.
Right, and it'll be weeks before they get the authorization for that to go forward.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.